Catherine Harrison wrote about adult father-daughter incest in her 1991 novel, Thicker Than Water. Now in her much-talked-about memoir, The Kiss, she reveals the real-life experiences she earlier disguised as fiction. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
In 1813, the romantic poet Lord Byron was the most famous literary man in Great Britain. His poetry was all the rage, his charm and Cary Grant-like looks legendary. Then Byron blew it. He fell in love with his half-sister, Augusta Lee. Their attachment lasted for years, even through Byron's brief marriage to another woman. By 1816, the rumors about incest, and worse, had excommunicated Byron from polite society, so he set sail from Dover, never again to return to England. What a difference living in a therapeutic rather than a theocentric age makes. When word began to circulate last fall that the novelist Catherine Harrison was writing a memoir about her adult affair with her own father, she became the toast of literary New York. The memoir, entitled The Kiss, has just been published, and Harrison has already been interviewed on Dateline. Thanks to Freud, Harrison understands and presents her affair as a delayed, dizzying descent into the Electra complex. The desired object of her love, Harrison tells us, however, was not really her father, but her cold, distant mother. So unlike the vilified Byron, the psychoanalytically savvy Harrison can claim that her mother, rather than the devil, made her do it. As she's demonstrated in her fiction, Harrison is an elegant writer whose narratives springboard effortlessly into the symbolic. Here, her elusive style allows her to dodge the more graphic details of her affair with her father and blur those she does share. By the midpoint of the book, for instance, I was so carried away by her hypnotic tone and woozy womb-tomb images that I almost slid right past the clause in which she confesses that the affair lasted years. Stripped of its symbolism, Harrison's story goes like this. The product of a failed teenaged marriage, Harrison was raised by her grandparents and erratically by her mother, who disappeared for stretches. As a child, Harrison met her father, a minister, twice, but he didn't act very interested. When they were reunited when she was 20, however, the sparks flew. Here's how Harrison recalls that first adult meeting. My father looks at me then as no one has ever looked at me before. His hot eyes consume me. He takes my hands, turns them over, stares at my palms. His look is one that ravishes. At the end of that visit, her father tongue-kissed her, and Harrison describes that kiss as a scorpion sting that paralyzed her. She dropped out of college and began rendezvousing with her father. They had sex in motels, in her grandmother's house, in church, and in the house that he shared with his second wife. The affair ended when Harrison's mother, the vertex of this disturbing love triangle, died of cancer. Harrison has inherited her father's gift for seduction. As a writer, she absolutely bewitches her reader into accepting the emotional plausibility of the affair. It wasn't until I finished The Kiss, and thus broke its spell, that I began to feel angry about how manipulative this memoir is. The manipulation begins with the book jacket photo, which shows a young girl, her face obscured, presumably Harrison, standing beside her father. How different my sense of Harrison's responsibility for the affair might have been if the jacket photo had featured a 20-year-old Harrison with her father. I'm sounding like a scold here, and that's another cagey aspect to this book. It implicitly appeals to the reader to participate in Harrison's recovery process. So if you make moral judgments about her, you feel insensitive. "See me," Harrison cried throughout her childhood to her unresponsive mother. "See me," she cried to her predatory father, and he devoured her with his gaze. "See me," Harrison cries to her readers in this memoir. "Well, I see her all right. I just don't like very much of what I see."
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Kiss by Catherine Harrison.